Hello, little ones. Are you ready for another exciting Bible story? Today we'll learn about a time when people tried to build a tower so tall it reached the sky. But God had a different plan. Let's find out what happened. After the great flood, Noah's family began to grow. His children and grandchildren had children of their own, and soon the earth was filled with people again. At that time, everyone spoke the same language. There were no different languages. Everyone could understand each other perfectly. The people travelled together and found a beautiful place called Shinar, later known as Babylon. They decided to settle there and build a great city. One day the people came up with an idea. They said, "Let's build a huge city with a tower that reaches all the way to the sky, so if God ever floods the earth again, we can be safe. We might even reach heaven, where God lives. We won't need to go anywhere else." But there was a big problem. They weren't thinking about God. Instead of obeying God's command to fill the earth, they wanted to stay in one place. Instead of glorifying God, they wanted to make themselves famous. Instead of trusting God's plans, they trusted in their own power. The people started working. They made bricks and stacked them higher and higher. The tower grew taller and taller. But God was watching. God saw what the people were doing and said, "If they keep working together like this, nothing will be impossible for them. But they are building for their own glory, not for me. I must stop them before their pride leads them further away." So God came up with a plan to stop them without destroying them. One morning, as the workers arrived at the tower, something strange happened. When one man asked for more bricks, his friend didn't understand him. Instead of speaking the same language, the people suddenly spoke different languages. Some spoke in one way, some in another. They tried to talk to each other, but it was all mixed up. They became confused and frustrated. They couldn't work together anymore. They had to stop building because they could no longer understand each other. Since they couldn't finish the tower, the people started to move away in groups, finding new places to live with others who spoke their language. Just as God had planned, the people spread across the earth, creating new nations and different languages. The city was left unfinished, and it became known as Babel, which means confusion. So, what can we learn from the story of the Tower of Babel? 1. Pride leads us away from God. The people wanted to make themselves great instead of obeying God. 2. God's plans always win. He wanted people to fill the earth, and he made sure it happened. 3. We need to trust in God, not in ourselves. The people thought they could reach heaven with a tower, but only God can bring us close to him. Did you enjoy that story, children? If you did, listen to another story from God's Word, the Bible.